Now, they have reached the depths, and you can be sure when a man or a nation reaches this place, God will move. So what happened? Wherefore the Lord brought upon them the captains of the hosts of the king of Assyria, which took Manasseh among the thorns, and bound him with fetters, carried him to Babylon. And when he was in affliction, he besought the Lord his God, and humbled himself greatly before the God of his fathers, and prayed unto him, and he was entreated of him, and heard his supplication, and brought him again to Jerusalem into his kingdom. Then Manasseh knew that the Lord, he was God. Now this man had a remarkable experience. I would have given him up. I'm sure maybe many of you would have given him up. God did not give him up, but God sent trouble and plenty of it to him, and he's carried away captive. Now this should have been a warning to the nation that God now was getting ready to send the southern kingdom into captivity because of their continual sin. And this man, though, comes back and apparently came back to God in a very real way. And yet he was very much of a weakling. Generally, these men are. And we're told, verse 17, nevertheless, the people did sacrifice still in the high places, yet unto the Lord their God only. In other words, the people never did truly come back to God. Now this man reigned all this time, and we are told that God had heard his prayer, and it reveals how gracious God is. Now here is a son of godly parents who comes back to God after going to the very limit. That's Manasseh. Now, that ought to be an encouragement to some that are listening to me today. You've got a son and a daughter. As a man told me some time ago, I have a daughter and I don't know where she is. Another man told me, I have a son. He knows where he is. And he says that he's gone the very limit. Well, Manasseh did. In my book, I would have given him up. All right, now, Manasseh, God heard his prayer. And we're told here that Manasseh slept with his fathers. They buried him in his own house. Amon, his son, reigned in his stead. Now notice, the evil that this man had done as a young man affected his son. And I can understand now why his son went off as he did. Verse 21, Amon was 22 years old when he began to reign, and reigned 2 years in Jerusalem. A very good friend of mine. He and his wife, they were folk of means, and they lived it up. And then they were converted, but their children were grown. Then after that batch of children got away from home, and they certainly were away from God, he had other children after he was saved. The ones that he's had since he was saved, they're godly, wonderful children. The other gone the limit. And now this boy, Amon, he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, as did Manasseh's father. For Amon sacrificed unto all the carved images which Manasseh, his father, had made and served them. You see, he went in the footsteps of his father in the early days. He humbled not himself before the Lord as Manasseh's father had humbled himself, but Amon trespassed more and more. Now his servants conspired against him and slew him in his own house. But the people of the land slew all them that had conspired against Amon, and the people of the land made Josiah, his son, king in his stead.